When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello! Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Hello, mate. Happy Easter, Stinks.
Huh?
Happy.
I haven't got to you yet. It's not all about you. It's actually about me. Welcome to Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget to check me out on Drive today. Bentley's on the show. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Cundy's here. Happy Easter, Cundy.
Hello, matey.
How many eggs did you get? Roughly. It looks like you've had about 30.
I had one egg, Stink.
Yeah, you shouldn't have shoved it up.
One egg, matey. That's all.
How big was the egg?
Big egg.
Was it as big as your head?
Egghead.
Why is producer Tom laughing when I saw the size of your head? It's terrible.
Yeah, terrible stuff, mate. Anyway.
You all right? You good?
Yeah, I'm fine, mate.
You look lovely.
I know. I've not seen you for...
That beard looks good.
Days.
Little goatee you got. I like that.
Yeah, do you like that?
I like the hat. Yeah. What's you put on that?
Hold on to,
what's on that? Wax?
Yeah.
It's nice. And why, I don't know why you've shaved one eyebrow. That's just weird.
It's good. Look, everyone's doing it.
I don't know why you've done
it. I'm ahead of the curve, Stinks. Head of the curve, mate.
Okay, all right, fine.
All right, Kerry. Has anyone got one, Stinks? I haven't got one.
Have you not?
No.
Okay, well...
Has anyone seen?
Right, we'll just talk about the game that's live on TalkSport, shall we, at the London Stadium.
Yep.
We saw West Ham and Spurs go head-to-head.
It was a fascinating match, and it was, at times, quite a chaotic game. End-to-end stuff. Heart-stopping, one moment, and certainly both teams go away with their pride intact. It's a draw that probably suits West Ham more than it does Tottenham, whose away day showings aren't as consistent as they will need to be if they are to fulfil their manager's long-term ambitions. Long way to go in the hunt for European football, but this might feel like an opportunity missed by Tottenham Hotspur. It's finished at the London Stadium. West Ham 1, Tottenham 1.
Ange, what pleased you and what frustrated you with tonight's performance?
Look, it's a tough game coming here. They're a big, strong team. They sit deep. And, you know, make it difficult here to find space. I thought for the most part we handled that okay. I thought we were patient with our build-up. Their threats are kind of set pieces, transition, counter-attacks. And again, you know, obviously we conceded from a set piece, which is disappointing. But apart from that, I thought the rest of it we handled pretty well. Probably just in our front third, I thought we got in some good areas and just our decision-making let us down a little bit. And I thought we could have been a little bit more clinical.
Yeah, certainly the season is hurtling towards its conclusion. It seems to come around thick and fast, and so do the fixtures as well. There are a lot of games this season, but there'll probably be more for you next season. Will you need to dip into the transfer market and really reinforce that? When do you start planning for that?
Yeah, no, we've already started sort of that planning, irrespective of kind of, you know, where we finish this year. I think I've already said that, you know, we've got plans to strengthen in the next window. You know, the two windows we've had so far have been really hugely positive for us.
Well, I thought tonight there was a much, much better atmosphere inside the stadium. Now, obviously, it's a London derby, big game. But if we can get the supporters with us and behind us, and we needed it tonight because we needed them to keep the players going. Because you could see at the end, as you talked about, right, with your first question, is I think both sets of players were on their knees by the end. It was batting forward, and it was who was going to score, if one could score or the other one could concede. So, no, I thought it was a big atmosphere in the stadium tonight, which helped greatly.
TalkSport Daily.
Let's go to Michael, who's a Tottenham fan. All right, Mike?
Mikey?
Hello, mate. How you doing?
I'm all right, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a bit disappointed because of Madison coming off, to be honest with you. I'm not a bit annoyed. I'm very annoyed. Why does he keep coming off?
I don't know, Mike. It's the question. You know, you're bringing on Saar. You're bringing on, Kulusevski.
Honestly, he's a diamond. He's a diamond in there, and he should be. Oh, mate, even with one leg, I'd still have him. Yeah. Seriously.
But you know what it is, Mike? Well, I don't understand, and I'm sure you agree. You watch the game. you don't need him to run around. You don't need him to have fresh legs, really. No. You just need him to get in a pocket, get on the ball in the right moment and play the right pass.
Those last few minutes where it was end-to-end. I mean, I listened to it on the radio, but the last few minutes, end-to-end, you know that he could have smashed something.
Yeah.
You know he could have done.
Well, there's two passes, Mike, that we could have played that we made the wrong decision. We went out wide when you could have put someone through. Right. I think it was Richarlison. Should have been put in. And Madison's the guy who makes the right pass at the right moment. And he keeps taking him off. And I just... I don't know why.
To be fair, I was listening to Bentley on the radio, so he's an Arsenal fan, so he's not going to help me much, is it? Do you know what I mean? With Bentley on there.
I mean, he did play for Spurs.
He might have played
for Spurs.
It's
not his fault he took Madison off. Can't be blaming Bentley.
Hey, listen, I wasn't blaming Bentley, but I was listening to Bentley on the radio, which he doesn't help much when you're trying to support your team. Do you know what I mean? I should have watched there. sorry. All right, listen, how's the Lyle and Scott going on?
Try, mate. Talk good
direct.
Good clubber. Good clubber.
Yeah, the old Lyle and Scott, mate. It looks all right on him, to be fair, but it's...
Does it? He's still selling his Sports Direct, though, isn't it, bro?
I don't know.
Mate, didn't not get his Sports Direct.
Well, you dig me out.
You are the guy.
Right.
You are the face.
You dish it out.
You are the face.
I'm not.
You're the face.
I mean, I do like... It's cheap and cheerful.
Yeah. You got those Lonsdale trainers on there.
But you have got literally a top that is in Sports Direct.
I don't know if I believe that, mate.
It is, mate.
How do you know, anyway?
Because I buy the kids' clothes from there.
You're
all the
always
time.
In there, aren't you?
I'm going
for the rail. Going for the rail.
Yeah, Lyle and Scott, mate, 33% off. Guaranteed in Sports Direct. You get a T-shirt for a fiver.
Talk Sport Daily.
And here's the fallout from Newcastle, no one really knows, and Everton. It was live over on TalkSport 2, Jay.
There's a ball over the top, and Isak's in on goal here. Cuts onto his right foot, going to pull the trigger now, and finds the bottom corner. Alexander Isak lights up St James's Park, 15th Premier League goal of the season.
And here comes the decision, he's coming onto the field, and it is. Yeah. Penalty to Everton.
Here comes the shot, and he got a hand on it, but it goes in. Dominic Calvert-Lewin finally has a goal for Everton, and Everton have got an equaliser.
I didn't think we were doing too much wrong first half, I told the players that at half-time, but I thought the edge that we were playing with recently when we haven't got results, but it returned. I thought second half particularly really took the game on, mixed our play, asked questions of the opposition, and in the end I think we'd certainly deserve another point. You know, we've asked a lot of these players in one way or another, and I think to bounce back with a performance like that after Saturday, not that it was a flat performance and a last minute goal, you know, it changed the feel of the group. But I reminded them not so long ago we're winning games easily, you know, and comfortably, not easily, but comfortably, I would say, you know, with clean sheets and scoring goals. And I said how it's important to stay connected as a group, and I thought that was on show, not just the performance, but, you know, we're changing the side, we're putting people in, we're having to change during the game, and I thought everyone played their part, and that's a pleasing aspect.
Eddie, your thoughts after that?
I thought it was a good performance from the players. I thought everyone committed and gave absolutely everything to the game. I think you could see off the back of the West Ham game and today the players physically were all out on the pitch. I thought it was a good performance. We just missed that second goal. I think that was what we were craving. That's what we needed to put the game to bed. It didn't come, and with any team, especially one as dangerous as Everton with our direct play, we knew that they were going to put us under pressure.
TalkSport Daily.
3-1 winners against Fulham, a blistering first half display. Hudson-Odoi, Wood and the sublime Gibbs-White had them in complete control. Marco Silva furious, he made a triple change at the half an hour. Tosin pulled one back, both sides rattled the woodwork twice. Huge win for Forest in their relegation battle. They've beaten Fulham 3-1.
If we can sustain that every game, and if we did it before, but you never know in football. This is, I think, our major challenge that we have in front of us as a team.
It is Burnley 1, Wolves 1, a result that probably doesn't do either side too many favours in their respective battles. Burnley to stay up and Wolves for Europe. The goals came in the first half. Larson for Burnley and Aitnori for the visitors. Aitnori had a huge chance to make it 2-1 in the second half, and there are also further chances for Larson and for the substitute Manuel Benton, but neither team could find a second goal. Burnley 1, Wolves 1.
Every point is gained. We just keep going. You know, we pick up whatever we can. If it weren't for some situations, we could have had a lot more by now. Partly due to us, partly due to what's happened with the officials. I mean, how many times have I stood in front of this mic and you guys... And you know I have a point, right? You know I have a point. You're even nodding when I say it. You know, it's just... But okay, what I know for sure is I look forward to go to the next game now.
And it's finished. Bournemouth 1, Crystal Palace 0. 3 wins on the spin for the Cherries. They had to wait until 11 minutes from time. Anton Semenyo with a run and cut back from the right-hand side. Lashed in from 12 yards by Justin Kluivert. Dean Henderson made a number of excellent saves for Palace, but they're now 10 games away from home without a victory. Bournemouth 1, Palace 0.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Ipswich manager Kieran McKenna was full of praise for his players after finding a last-minute winner to beat Southampton 3-2. What a goal, what a game.
Where did he find it?
To go, he found it, mate.
Where? Where did he find it? Why when people are writing links, do they say things that people don't actually say?
All right, OK.
He found it. Okay. Found a last-minute winner. What's that under there?
I'll try and redo it, right?
Go on, yeah. Read it as you'd write it in the pub.
Ipswich manager Kieran McKenna was full of praise for his...
No one says full of praise.
No. Kieran McKenna was delighted.
Yeah.
Yeah, for his players and himself probably, because he's on the radar again.
Yeah.
After his side
got
a last-minute winner.
Got, that's the word.
They just got one.
They got one against Southampton.
Yeah, to beat Southampton 3-2, to go top the Championship.
I don't even think you say Championship, to go top.
This went top of the league they're in.
Yeah, it's fine.
Peterborough owner Darren McAntony is a huge fan. Huge. Not just a bit of a fan.
Huge.
As a Liverpool fan, even as an outside dark horse, I love his brand of football. I've been watching him since last year in League One. What he's done, I mean, you can say Ipswich are a big club, but they didn't go out and spend mega millions in the summer. They kept a large part of the squad, the team from League One, and they're top of the Championship with 5-6 games to go, you know, and it's incredible, really. And it's not only that. It's not just his coaching and managing. It's the style. It's great to watch. I think he's destined for the top. I think he wins promotion with Ipswich this year. I think he's going to surprise people what he would do with them in the Premier League. And yeah, he is. Within 5 years, he'd be managing a top six club. And that's with all due respect to Ipswich.
Now, Southampton sporting director Jason Wilcox. Coxie. He stood down, Jay, from his role. Following Man United's approach this week for him. TalkSport understands.
Now, here's TalkSport's chief, Alex Crookie Monster Crook, to tell us more. What you got, Crookie?
I think United have got to hurry up, really, with these appointments. It's such an important summer. So Jim Ratcliffe has come in. Clearly, he's made reorganising the boardroom his priority. They've got Omar Berada coming in as chief executive for Manchester City. It's not a coincidence, by the way, that Jason Wilcox is top of their list for sporting director. Of course, Berada and Wilcox work very closely at Manchester City. Wilcox, particularly crucial in the development of a lot of young players. And I think part of the idea that Ratcliffe has is that where at the moment Manchester City have stolen a march when it comes to players at academy level. They want United to be the team in the Northwest that young kids want to play for. They want to have their pick of talent. So it makes a lot of sense on that front. Obviously, Wilcox has had experience this season at senior level in trying to reshape Southampton, turning them into a team that were relegated last season into one that can challenge for promotion. Looks like that will probably be via the playoffs now. But United need Ashworth and Wilcox to start work straight away because they've got players to move on in the summer. I think we're going to see significant top earners removed from the wage bill. And they've got players to bring in as well. So I don't really think this helps anybody. And Dara's right. Ultimately, when it comes to Wilcox in particular, you're not talking telephone numbers here. You're talking a few quid. And I think United have got to pay it.
TalkSport Daily.
Champions Man City take on Aston Villa tonight in the Premier League live on TalkSport 2. By the way, you know their Netflix documentary's out.
Who?
Man City.
No.
Well, I won't watch it. No. But in it, they've got a lot of voiceovers.
Right.
They've nabbed mine from TalkSport.
They do it all the time.
But mine?
Stinks. They do it all the time.
Man City? Mine? Why have they done that?
Because they don't care, Stinks.
Well.
They're in America. They just thought, that voice sounds good.
That's better. That's a compliment.
They didn't know that you were a Man United.
Well, more fool then.
I know.
They had to pay me.
They nick
a lot.
They had to
pay me 300 grand for that, per word.
Now, Stinks, before the game, City gaffer boss Pep spoke about Erling Haaland only managing one goal against the top five this season and his open criticism of players on the pitch.
Oh, I'm the famous person of the team and I don't recognise and I need the cameras to my ego go to sleep with incredible satisfaction. So that is the reason why. So always I try to criticise the players there and let them feel that how bad they are and especially when Erling scores 3 goals, the compliments has to be with me, not with them. That's why I use the cameras to do it there. So my advice next time, don't film us, it will not be a problem.
Arsenal may be leading the Premier League race, but they can feel the hot breath of Manchester City on their necks. Here's Haaland inside the area and scores!
Some actions he misses, some actions lack of supply, sometimes decision for the manager, sometimes the opponent is really good, sometimes for many, many reasons. In football, it's not just one reason. There are many. Sometimes when you have success or you don't have success, there's many reasons. It's a football, it's a sport team, you know, team sport. So it's not individual like golf or tennis or the other one. So everyone needs for the other ones, and there are many reasons.
TalkSport Daily.
The women's Chelsea manager, Emma Hayes, accused her counterpart, Jonas Eidvell, of male aggression on the touchline during Arsenal's 1-0 Continental Cup final win. Eidvell replied it was, and I quote, irresponsible of her to use that label. Darren McAntony believes the Gunners boss is owed an apology.
She knew what she was doing. She owes him an apology, in my opinion. The one thing I'm always going to say to you is I'm going to treat men and women exactly the same when it comes to football. And I would turn around and say congrats to her because she's acted like every manager I've ever hired who's lost a game and acted like a big baby. And I've had loads of my managers act like that, who absolutely throw their toys out of the pram, sour grapes at the end and say things they don't mean. She's used words she shouldn't have used. She knew what she was doing. Now that's put him in this light. Now you're suddenly referring to someone else, calling him a bully. You know, male aggression. This is football. You're managing a football game, whether it's men or women. Get on with it. Stop using the modern day words that you know is going to get a reaction that you want. All right, for me, should never have happened. And now I'll probably get called misogynistic by her or everyone else for saying that, but I'm going to treat men and women the same in football management because you guys want the first female manager or the first whatever manager.
We don't want anything.
I'm going to treat them all exactly the same. That's absolute nonsense. I saw her push him on the pitch after the game. If there was any aggression, from my perspective, what I saw came from one side. And that happens as well. I've seen my manager get pushed by other managers and vice versa. It's why he's been red carded a couple of times this season. I wouldn't call that male aggression. You know what I'd call that? I'd call that football hysteria where you lose your mind during a football game. We're all guilty of it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Now Stinks on to Boxing.
I was there at the weekend.
Oh, you haven't said us?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah, I was there at the weekend, the O2, Sunday night.
Tell you what, surprise front row. Stinks.
Front row. Blagged it.
Do you get any blood on you? Hopefully it looked like a steak, a raw steak on the end of it.
No.
Blood dripping out.
No, I didn't.
No, off you?
No. But I was there.
Now onto the boxing. That Stinks was there.
I was there. Have I told you that?
Saying he would love a rematch with Fabio Wardley following the epic draw at the O2 Arena.
I was there. Stinks. I was there. I was there. Yeah. Check it out, ringside.
Yeah.
Covered in blood.
And finally, Judge Mark made it season 113 to 113. This bout has been ruled a draw.
I thought I'd won the fight. I knew he'd come back into the fight a little bit at times. You know, he had a few good moments. But, no, I was convinced that I'd won the fight. But, you know, that's not my job. My job's to get in there and fight, and the rest is up to the judges, you know, and the referees. And, you know, I definitely believe in an element of respect for referees and judges. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and slander anyone. You know, the judges decided it was a draw, and that's what it is. I'd love the rematch. You know, I think the boxing fans would love the rematch. So, you know, I'll leave that to my team and Fabio's team to get into that. I just hope we can do it again. You know, I think we put on a really good occasion for everyone. Everyone seemed to enjoy it. So, you know, I don't see no reason why we can't do it again.
And Stinks, we finished the poddy with...
Oh, you're joking. It's over, is it?
It's over, Stinks. It's okay. Over. I heard it's on Drive with you.
Andy also Drive.
No, it was, today was just Talk Sports Drive. With Ali McQuest telling the story of being stopped in an airport last week because he had a bag full of pies. Now, Stinks, I've got to tell you, mate, right?
Do you have to tell me?
I heard it was a rucksack. And apparently, they emptied his sack when looking.
Really?
Inside. Yeah. And I'm not sure you want that, Stinks.
McDonald's and Aberfeldy, they sent them down. And by the way, they were tremendous. Right? They sent down about 20 pies. So I had the audacity to take four with me back home up the road. And I was saying to Ollie on the way back up, I said, I tell you what, see this set up at the airport. At City Airport, I said, it's different class. I says, you don't need to take your iPad out, you don't need to take your aftershave out, you don't need to take nothing out at all. You're straight through it, it goes like clockwork. So he's right behind me, and I don't need to tell you. My bag gets pulled over, right, for the first time in about a year, and I've gone like, that's Sod's Law. And the boy says to me, what have you got in? Any sharp objects in there? And I went, no. And he... he went into my bag and pulled out four pies. And of course, everybody's looking at me going like, that explains the size of your backside, to be quite honest.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Drive today. Although, Jay.
What, Stinks?
I'm feeling a bit sniffly. I don't know if I am back today. I mean, I should be, but I don't look well.
Was that still...
Yeah. I thought it would go away by now.
It's still not...
No, have a look at it.
A razor. We'll get rid of them, mate.
What, Ruddock?
Yeah, you definitely would. I'm back on the Sports Bar from 10 o'clock with another one of these TalkSport Daily poddings. It's out first thing in the morning, so make sure you hit the 5-star review button. Hit whatever's near you.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, subscribe, just keep hitting.
Yeah. I reckon that's so annoying when you've got your headphones on, that noise. Don't do it.
And
be safe, everyone, be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.